Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. I'm here with two special guests this week. It's a power-packed, jam-packed episode for Thanksgiving. Figured why not. One of them is an influencer, also an accountant by day influencer all other times. And I followed him for a while. I think he's just the best. And I'm sure you guys do as well, because you've definitely seen his content. It's Oliver Sims the Fourth. It's the fourth,
yes.
Right?
It's
the fourth.
Yes,
yeah.
It's the fourth. Yeah.
Oliver Sims the Fourth. Yeah. It's that way on all platforms, but you might have seen him a lot on TikTok. That's kind of, I believe, where he's gotten most of his fanfare,
Correct.
right?
Yes. Yeah.
And we're
Yeah,
going to get
most of
into
it,
all
TikTok.
that. Our other guest is Sel Brooks. She's been here before. If you listen to this podcast, you've heard her voice before. If you are on TikTok, you've definitely seen her content. It's Who Asked Sel on YouTube and TikTok. Who Asked Sel is the podcast. Who Asked Me is the podcast. And
They know
welcome.
me.
They know y'all. Your show.
I've been here before. You've been over on mine before.
So I said, why not? Let's do three-way. But not like in a Ashley Darby.
Yeah, that type of like threesome way. Yeah.
Shout out to Ashley Darby, though. We love you. We've got so much ground to cover.
We do.
So much ground to cover. Oliver, it's your first time here, but
it
I
is.
Started following you on TikTok originally. I think it was there. I saw your content. Can you tell the audience a little bit about like where you kind of started on your journey? Because you were just featured just yesterday, Washington Post. It's the new piece about how Bravo kind of culture, especially like online culture, has kind of gone from being just hobby for some people into actually kind of something monetized. Can you tell me a bit about that and that experience? And
So basically it started super random, because I was watching The Real Housewives just like on the side. Like, I didn't even tell people I was watching the show, because I just didn't even think I was like into a bunch of reality shows and whatnot. And then I happened to post one TikTok, and that TikTok happened to be, it was a sound of like Bridesmaids or something like that movie. And then someone, like one of my friends, commented and said, oh, you're the best lip syncer on this app. And I was like, ha. So I replied to that with the sound of Sheree being like joggers, like spring, summer, right? And people loved that so much. They're like, oh, wait, you have to do like Phaedra's, you know, baby like announcement. You have to do this one. You have to do like all these other ones. And it just snowballed into something that was just so big. And I was like, okay, I guess this is the direction I'm going to go in. And people really enjoyed it. So I was like, okay, let me just stick with it. And honestly, it's been so much fun, because I try to post one every single day. And it can be a lot of work, but it's not as much as you'd think. But it's really fun to do, because I used to do musical theater in middle school and high school.
Okay.
And so I think that's why I'm able to just like emulate their faces so well, or just like match up with my lips. Yeah.
For me,
so.
I think that's a lot of what it is. Cause it's one thing to just do a side by side, which a lot of people do, but there's just something hits different about yours. Do you have one that kind of sticks out? Yep. Oh, sorry, Sel.
No. I was just going to say, I think you're not giving yourself enough credit.
Yeah.
Because lip singing, like on doing a TikTok, sometimes it depends on what you're doing. It's not as easy as people think, though. It really
it's
is not. And then you have production, honey. You have the props.
It's the guts
you
of,
have
yeah,
a
yeah,
photo
yeah.
with Mr. Sunshine.
Okay, yes.
I screamed when I said,
in the,
hold on.
The Atlanta
I literally
one, right?
rewound
that,
and
oh, no,
I was
no, it's
like,
Potomac.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, is that actually Mr. Sunshine?
Yep. And that's the thing. So I happened to go to that restaurant. I went to St. Kitts and Nevis in May 2024 with my parents. And we were having so much fun. We went to Sunshine's, literally that restaurant. And we met Mr. Sunshine. He was so nice.
Fuck
he was
you.
Giving those killer B shots. And that's the thing. Like, he was just hanging around our table. We're like, we have to get a picture with you. And look, it just was so perfect.
That is perfect.
So funny.
Wow. That is so
funny. Yeah, like,
fucking
I have
funny.
So many props just laying around the house. Like, whenever... Oh, that's the thing. I have to order some coming up soon, because like Bronwyn told me, she said, you're going to need to order like a bunch of George Washington wigs for an upcoming episode for Salt Lake City. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I already have props, but I just
Do you
need
have
to go
an,
and order some more.
An Amazon influencer account thing where you
yes.
can get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So smart, because then people buy the wigs through you. You can
oh,
tag them
absolutely.
In the thing. Not that I need to tell you how to, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
game
oh,
knows
yeah.
game. Game recognizes
oh, yeah.
game. We, yeah.
And, And that's the thing. It's like sometimes I'll have like my family or my friends or cousins help me out. Like today, I just posted a video with like sh not those ones to say Sheree, my bad, Stacy from Potomac, just like pointing at Cookie, and I had my cousin help me. She was like the bodyguard that was like escort. Yeah, literally, like that.
I need you to
But
do some green screen stuff and maybe do some Stacy QVC edits.
honestly,
Oh
people
my
have been
God. And buy the
requesting that,
actual
and I
items
just haven't
from.
gotten around to it. Yes, it's like talk about length, talk about color, talk
Drama.
about
That would be
drama.
so good. I know. There's so much you could do.
Oh
Is
yeah.
there any specific clip that sticks out in your head is maybe one that you like your favorite child? Because you mentioned the Phaedra pregnancy announcement. Well, this baby's sitting on my bladder. This baby's finna come up out of here. Is
It's
that
just
just
he's sitting on
always
my
this sitting on my
literally.
bladder?
So there are two. Number one, it's definitely joggers. That one was the first one. And then also it was like Kimura is across the street. That one, because I can almost recite it fully now, like off the top of my head, just because I've watched it so many times. And then me just recreating it was so much fun to do. Also another one is like I'm 43 to be exact. That one I
Yes.
love. Yeah. So I think those three are like my top three. Yeah.
I know a lot of their content is mostly based around Atlanta. It's not specifically, it's not exclusive to Atlanta and Potomac, but it is a large amount of it is from those two franchises.
A lot of it is because it started with Atlanta, and then we were like, oh, do some from Potomac. So then I went over to Potomac and was doing a lot of that. And then I started with Beverly Hills, and then Salt Lake City became a huge thing. So it's mainly like Atlanta, Potomac, and Salt Lake City. Those are my top three. And then yeah, I'll do some with like Miami, New York. I did only one from Orange County,
That's
but
fine. Yeah, it's fine. You're good.
yeah, it's like,
There's something about those top three. They have the best liar, not the best
They
liars, but the
do.
best, like the most like flagrant, because it's like the mannerisms. It's like the way that Phaedra, you could tell she's lying because she's always somehow eating. She's like, this baby finna. You know what I mean? It's just like something about, and Stacy, the way she is. So, and we're gonna get into
No,
all that because
honestly.
I want to talk about all of that. But Sal, how you been?
Oh, you
What's
know,
you
Ben
too?
went back to work. I'm
Oh,
running
good.
around everywhere. Yes, I went back to work. I well, not went back, but got a new job back to WORK, as Oliver says. And
Lord have mercy.
it's good. It's good, honestly. Just getting ready for the holidays still, doing all the stuff. You can find me on all of the things, propping my camera up, taking it back down, plugging in an SD card somewhere here, there, and everywhere.
I love the new hairdo,
Oh, thank
the new
you.
look.
Thanks, Boo.
So Oliver, you were just back from BravoCon, so we're going to talk a bit about that.
Yes.
I'm sure you have lots to report. Boots on the ground. So, what
Yes.
was
And I
up?
have questions. I have questions. Ask
I was
whatever.
invited this year, but honestly, I only want to go when it's in New York, because then I can like get in it. When I'm invited in New York, I'm there. And then if I don't like
That's,
something, I don't like this panel, I just hop in an Uber, go to take lunch or go home. But in Vegas, it seems like a lot, like
It is.
full on. But did you
Oh,
have fun?
yeah. Oh, I had so much fun, but I average, I think, around like 15 to 17,000 steps a day. Like it
I was
was
just
a
about to
lot
ask.
because it was huge. But I don't think they're ever gonna have it in New York
I
again because
don't
it
think
was just
either.
it's too small in New York. So they loved having it in Vegas. Like I don't think they're ever gonna move it
It's
out
probably
of
cheaper
Vegas.
too.
I think so.
Cheaper to get everybody. It's cheaper to get everybody a place to stay, and they can have everybody like kind of all in one. Also, New York, I feel like everybody is like here, there, everywhere. Them New York housewives are like, I'm going home, and everybody.
Yeah, and in New York, it's like if you're visiting, if you're from like, I don't know, Southern Charm or something, like you probably want to go out at night. There's 17,000 places they could be. It's easier to get the full fan experience, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll ask each of us, what's your rose and thorn from BravoCon? Because I mean, I saw bits and pieces of it from New York, so you, I'm sure you did from where you are. But what were your rose and your thorn from that weekend?
I would just say like my rose was definitely like the after parties and also like being on the creator carpet. That was really cool. Just like interacting with a bunch of the Bravo Labs, and then after parties were just a lot of fun. Just talking to a bunch of different people and like not having like cameras out or like anything like that. So that
Just more
was
on a
fun.
human level.
Yes, exactly. Definitely more on a human level. But then the thorn, I guess, like, and this is not bad at all. It wasn't bad. But this is my thorn. It was like during the Salt Lake City panel, they couldn't talk about like the current season, but that's just because they're about to film the reunion.
Because they
So
don't
they
want to look at it.
acknowledged.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it wasn't bad. It was funny, like going like looking back at all the reactions for
But
like
even that can't
past
be that
seasons.
bad, right? Because they could talk about
No, it
just
was
the past
great.
couple of episodes and it's
Exactly.
still like, you know,
Yeah,
I
so
feel
like it
like I've
wasn't
lived
bad, I
10
guess.
lives since that show premiered earlier, just like what, 3 months ago? Shit. Literally.
Honestly. Yeah. So that's mine, but yeah.
Sal, did you,
I will say my thorn, and this is like really weird because I'm not even invested in this show. I really felt like every time I logged on and was seeing any type of like anything, I felt like the Southern Charm cast was being very negative to multiple
Oh,
different people. Like if
like
it wasn't
Psy.
Madison and Psy, and listen, I'm not even the biggest Psy fan, but I was like, Madison, really? She's the meanest
Yeah. What did
girl
she say?
you've
The
ever
meanest girl
met.
you've ever met in your life? Like,
Yeah.
Psy's not even like that interesting to be like that
No,
crazy
she probably
about.
just didn't even talk to her. She probably just didn't even fucking talk to her. But
That's
then
probably
not
also
only that,
Psy's a New York bitch. Like, that's what we are
yes,
like.
yeah, Puerto
Hello.
Rican, yeah,
Yes.
like, but
And it's not even
then,
she's bitch. She's just like, she's just New York.
yeah, she's New
Exactly.
York, she's Puerto Rican, and that's probably what Madison couldn't
Yeah,
get
you
with
know,
anyway.
yeah. That's
Anyway,
a whole other
exactly.
not only that, it was towards like they kept talking about Paige, and it's like, oh my God, they broke up last year at this point. And then I've heard through the grapevine multiple times that they're just not the nicest to the Southern hospitality people.
And I like that
And
cast.
I do too. And honestly, I just, they being Southern Charm, like probably one of the most boring shows on fucking Bravo. So, but they act like they don't. Like you need to, they need to calm down. So that was a thorn. I was like, okay, I'm over them.
You need to
My
lay low.
rose, you need to lay low.
Lay low.
My rose, honestly,
Fuck.
Portia getting her
Sorry, Oliver
justice.
noticed. Oliver's not used to this. We
No,
just
no,
you
we
need to
just
lay
quote
low.
things, right?
No, but I love
Whitney,
it. I love it.
it's like
I love it.
Whitney. Sorry.
Portia getting her justice on the plane back. Late.
Shit.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Because I'm sorry, if there is an argument somewhere, Portia gonna be involved.
I was like, whenever I saw the news of that, I was like, oh Lord. Like, oh
Oh
no, please
God.
no. But thank God, like
Well, I was gonna
she
talk
got
about that next, but let me just okay,
him.
so my rose and
Okay, yeah.
thorn. So my thorn, I'll just get right into it. Every single day I woke up bombarded with it's just the algorithm. Teresa Joe Melissa, Teresa
Oh
Joe
yeah. Oh
Melissa,
yeah.
Teresa Joe Melissa Gia, Teresa Joe Melissa. It's like
Yeah.
I'm so fucking serious. And I'm saying this as someone who is an ardent Real Housewives of New Jersey. Like, I grew up with it. I'm Italian. I don't give a fuck if these people
Yeah.
ever make up again. I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
And I hope they do make up, but I just don't need it on TV. I cannot watch it for any longer. So they could
Yeah.
stay mad at each other or make up. And I don't think either way it's going to make any valuable television experience, watching experience. But I wish them the best. And I like Melissa. You know, I'm a team, I'm Gorga a little bit. I'm team Gorga these days.
Yeah.
But I'm just, it's just like all of that. And there's
I
something that feels
agree. But
very,
yeah.
I want it to be genuine, but it doesn't feel genuine to me. So, and that's the whole other part of it for me.
Yeah.
So,
It
but I love
feels
you, Margaret.
panicked. It
It
feels
does.
panicked.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially from the Judy Chase side. So,
Yeah, because it's like this being the place where you announce like all of
yeah.
that. It just did, yeah.
It feels
Yeah.
really, yeah.
They were
It just
doing a
feels
lot.
icky. It feels
It, yeah.
icky. And I always want to believe that they're like real, but I don't know. I think that sometimes I think that being on reality TV, I think your shelf life sometimes should be between 6, 7, 8 years because after that you start self-producing. And I think it's like doesn't mean that you have to go away forever, but sometimes housewives are really great for 5 years. Send them away for three and then come back and it's
You
look at
come back.
Tamara Judge. Or at least I mean we'll get into that. That has its own set of issues, but you know,
You know,
yeah.
I think every housewife after 5 or 6
Yeah.
seasons should have to take two off minimum.
Yeah.
They
And
can
for
come
your
back, but
sanity, for
I
yourself,
think,
like sanity.
because I agree, like it's just too much. And not only that, then you get new people coming in trying to cater to those new like housewives. Like who was it? I think Lisa Rinna apparently like would tell, like Crystal said that Lisa Rinna was like, you know, this is Kyle's show. Like when she first came on. And it's like, yeah, Kyle's been on here forever, but like we need to be able to have these people be themselves and introduce new people without being like, this is Kyle's show. Kyle gets what she
And
wants.
allow
This
a
is what you
dynamic
do.
shift. Even Rihanna took a break. Took a really long break, but even Rihanna took a
Still on a
break.
break. Still on a
Shit.
break.
He's still on break.
My rose is, I just wrote Next Gen NYC. I'm glad to see them, all of them back. I
Oh
like
yeah.
that, even
Yeah.
Charlie. I watched that panel. He's sitting there trying to be so fucking cool with the glasses on, slouched over. People think that that's like bad. Listen, it's like obviously he's not media trained. He's not like a perfect Bravo Leb. And to me, I think that that's great. I'm so sick of seeing people be so well media trained when they come onto Bravo. I like that he's really messy, doesn't know what BravoCon is. He doesn't have Instagram really, or maybe he does. I don't know. But I like that they're coming back with the full cast, and I like that they're not perfect and they're not really great at it. Even Ava wants to be good. You could tell she like, you could tell Ava was filming. Do you watch Next Gen NYC, Oliver? Do you, I mean, obviously, right? Okay, yeah, I love it. But Ava, you
Same.
could tell she was like, when she probably started filming the show, she's like, eh, it seems kind of corny. It's kind of choogy. I'm not really into it. Then when she saw how hype the show was, and also
Yeah,
when her
now she's
dad,
all in.
and when her dad filed bankruptcy, so maybe now she's like, does need the check.
Yeah,
She
she need to
seems like
clock
she's
in.
hyped now. Now she
Yeah.
now she's clocked in
And can
a
I
year or two.
okay? Can I
So I'm
say
just happy
also,
about that.
speaking of Next Gen NYC, I have a honorable mention, and that
Ooh.
is my girlie Ariana. Okay,
Yeah.
sell your mama out.
Yeah.
But did you see that clip of Ariana and Kim on the red carpet where they ask, they're like, Kim, what's going on with you and Croy? And are you dating a married man? I'm not fucking dating a married man. He's separated. I'm
Yes.
like,
When she said
Kim,
that,
Kim. And she's like, Croy said he was gonna ruin my life.
died.
It's
Troy was cheating. That's why we broke up. It's like, girl.
like, woo, wait,
I
that
was
was that.
like,
Hold up.
whoa, hold on.
Cool.
I was like, whoa, whoa,
As much as I want her back on my screen, I don't need it on a Real Housewives franchise. I think she's more of a girls trip kind of girly. Let's get her on a little
Yeah.
vacation. She could really use
I
it.
would love it.
She probably needs it. Probably need a
Oh, she
place to
ran the
stay.
ultimate road trip.
They need to bring back Girls Trip.
Yeah, I think
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
why
I think
they
they are.
introduced.
I think
Well,
they're doing
the
the road
thing is, it's
trip.
like I think that's why they're introducing Ultimate Road Trip, so they don't have to directly do Ultimate Girls Trip because that's going to be like, well, what happened to
Wait,
season four?
what the
Yeah, I
fuck
think
is
from a
Ultimate Road Trip? What did I
that's what they
miss? Oh,
announced.
they announced it. They're doing a road trip starting from, well, yep, in case anyone doesn't know, I'll explain it. It's
How did I miss this?
I think it was kind of a blip because there was just so much
Yeah,
stuff.
like it
But
just like was like folded in there.
starting from the West Coast, they are going to take, I don't know if it's going to be like a tour bus or if they're going to, I don't really know. It's not clear, but they're going to have a bunch of housewives traveling across the country, stopping in each other's cities and reminiscing about the past and also looking at the future. So, for instance, I imagine it'll probably be something like, you know, Sheree's going to end up in some kind of way, shape, or form. Probably, and they'll probably go to Atlanta and maybe talk to some of the new girls. Maybe. Yeah, I think it'll be like a mix of the old and the new. It'll be interesting. Maybe they'll stop. Oh, if they don't stop in the beauty lab and laser parking lot.
Oh, that would be amazing if they do that.
And if they don't stop at that parking lot at the gas station in Atlanta where Kim got out and switched into that tartan little mini skirt on the
Yes.
way to
Oh my
Sheree's, you know what I'm
God.
talking about?
Yes,
Season one.
of course.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Famous parking lots.
I want to go to Beauty Lab and Laser, if not, just to get
Same.
a little, I just want to get a little something.
Yeah.
I know I do want to go. I want to go.
I
I want
need
to go
to
to check
be,
it out.
oh, Jen will be out of jail in like a couple weeks.
Oof.
Yes. Do we think she's coming in any way, shape, or form? Like
No,
in, I
I
don't
don't think she's
either.
coming back. I don't
I
think
don't
there's any
either.
world. It is such a
Andy is
bad
very
look.
hard. Andy is
And
very hard. Like it's a hard no.
can I say, as some like we all know, we see everything online. If someone really rides hard for Jin Shah and they say things like "bring her back," I'm like, it is such a fucking red flag to me. I'm like, you are unwell. If you love Brandi Glanville, if you love Jin Shah, if you like, that's kind of weirdo energy. Even Monica Garcia, I'm sorry, it's too much. It's like, it's not real.
I get so 50-50 on Monica because,
Monica's
like,
not as bad. I guess I shouldn't
that's
put her
how
in
I
the
am
same
50-50.
bucket.
Yeah.
She's not bad,
Great
but like,
television.
yes, yeah, she has good television. I do think that she could still kick it with this cast, even though I'm not asking for her to do for it to her too. I think my cast on SLC is perfect.
Perfect.
But Monica online, I'm just like, okay, Jeff Lewis said what he said. We all agree it was insensitive. He shouldn't have fucking said it. But then she's got to post like
He is
every
a roach.
screenshot. Yeah, he is. Like,
I
then he's
cannot
got to
stand
post.
him.
He's got to post, she's
No,
got to post
literally.
every screenshot of every single person telling her that he's an asshole. We know he's an asshole, Monica. Shut up.
Yeah.
That, like, you
And now he's
are.
like, dial
Yeah.
it back,
Yeah, you
dial
are
it
too
back.
desperate for all this attention. Like, girl,
He is
please.
really vile to me. I'm so
He
sorry.
is.
And it's always been this. It's not like a new development. So I don't understand. I bet it's really, yeah, you know, I don't know. I've already wasted too much time talking about him. Thanksgiving is this week. I'm off all week. I'm very excited about that. Who are we most thankful for getting us through this really tumultuous, rocky year so far?
Oh my
Take your
God.
time. Take your time. I actually wrote myself. I had two, but I have to pick one. I was going to say maybe Bronwyn. I did not like Bronwyn her first season. I really just, I mean, I didn't dislike her, but I just was kind of like, eh, she'll do. I think she really is low-key kind of carrying this season, and in a way that I think she's the emotional core of the show, whether it's her really uncomfortable sit-downs with her husband who clearly either hates her or filming or both. I don't know. Her really interesting relationship with her mother, who is also seems to really hate filming or her. I don't know. Yeah, right. Her willingness to tell the truth at all times, whether it's good, bad, or really fucking ugly. She's got a really interesting sense of humor. I like her relationship, her budding relationship with like Mary and Bron or Angie. I do think she self-produces, and I think she's really, really smart. But I think she has a good sense of levity about herself, and I think she kind of like she'll fight with Lisa and she's crying every episode, but she still kind of has a good sense of humor about herself and the entire filming experience, right? So I don't know. That's kind of who I'm thankful for in 2025
I'm
so
definitely
far.
thankful for Bronwyn as well. And I'm gonna say this also. I gotta shout out that Summer House cast. 10 years, Lindsay Hubbard, the woman that you are, you know, we love Lindsay Hubbard.
I'm a
Only
hubcap.
Lindsay Hubbard, only Lindsay Hubbard is like, I got my spinoff, I got my baby, I'm here at BravoCon, I got all these friends.
Got
Yeah,
my
I'll take a picture
bag.
with my ex, my bag. I'll take a picture
My
with my
bag, my man, my
ex-fiance.
pap. My bag, my man, my
My
pap.
bag, my man, my
Man, my
pet.
pap.
She's like, yeah, I'll take a picture with Carl. I don't care anymore.
She
Oh,
really just does
fuck.
not care.
She's like,
I
where's
love
my
it.
check? I love Lindsay. I'm so sorry.
I have to shout out to them. 10 years is great. Amanda Bethula, I want one of two things for her. Both of them end up like with her leaving Carl or Carl, Kyle. Either one, she gets with like an older man, 40s or so, and she's really taken care of. Or two, she ends up with Kristen Kish because she likes a girl.
Yeah, she okay. Yeah, I can see
She was
that.
running into her arms at BravoCon.
Either way, I hope she cheat back a little bit, just a little bit.
Hello?
Cheat
Just
back a
a
little
little
bit. Been cheating on you for damn near 10 years on TV.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding Ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Be so fucking serious. Oliver, who are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for, I think this is like it's, I should start calling her my aunt at this point, Mary Martha Cosby. Like, I absolutely love Mary so much. She's gotten me through so much. And there's just like no amount. Honestly, like there aren't even words to express how much I love Mary Cosby. I think
She
she's one
loves
of the
you.
funniest people.
I'm sure,
And
yeah, she
that's the
loves
thing. Like,
you.
whenever we met, I was shocked that she knew me because I was like, me? And she was like, yes, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, okay. So like we met like back at the Salt Lake City watch party in September, and we were talking for like a good 3 hours. And she was ordering me tequila sodas. I was so hungover the next day, but it was so much fun. We had a great conversation. She took me back to my hotel in her car. I was like, thank you, Mary. Like, you're so sweet. And then, like, hang out with her at BravoCon too. She's just the best. But I've always liked her on Salt Lake City. I know that people didn't like season one
Oh, I was
or
in the
even season two.
trenches from season one, episode one. I was like, this woman, I'm telling you, watch her. And then they were
I
like, I
was.
don't, people were like, I don't get it. She's weird. I'm like, that's the
That's
point.
the point.
Yeah, like exactly. I've always loved Mary Cosby. So she's gotten me through, honestly, not even just 2025, like 2024, 2023, back to whenever Salt Lake City was on. And whenever during season three, whenever she wasn't there, I was like, okay,
That was,
Mary,
yeah, that
Mary.
was a rough season. Like her
Yeah.
little get, like her, she, the way she makes me belly laugh.
Yeah.
First of all, her not recording anything for Britney on that teddy bear and just sitting there like, she's a, just wait and see. She could have said, I didn't record anything for you. She just said,
So good. I love her so
I love
much. Yeah,
her.
can never make me hate this woman.
Never, never. You will never make me hate her at all. So
You
yeah.
know who someone that I am kind of, well, actually, I didn't get to, so the Portia thing, we talked about Portia. Portia Diane Williams, big behind, got escorted off of the aircraft after BravoCon on what Sunday? Was it November 18th?
Oof.
If you guys
Yeah.
aren't under, if you guys are under a rock, she was escorted off the plane by officials. Apparently, she was verbally assaulted by an irate and unhinged passenger without provocation. It was some elderly woman who later accused Williams of physically attacking her. The allegations have now been dismissed. But you know why they were getting into it in the first place? Portia was sitting on that
Precious
fucking flight for the
fall.
first 25 minutes with no AirPods on, playing things at full blast. Now, as a New Yorker, when I'm on the fucking, even I could be on the MTA and someone sits next to me and listening to TikTok or whatever there is the fuck they're listening to, and you don't have headphones on. That is just so that like
It's
more so than slow walkers, more so than couples that hold hands on the crowded sidewalk and don't and make you walk around. People that listen to fucking phones. Or on speakerphone having full on conversation, I find that have some couth. Okay.
No,
Portia,
literally. And when
if
I
you
heard
don't get
she
an
did it, I
AirPod
said, of
deal.
course she did. I said, of course she did. I knew Portia looks like that type of girl.
Yeah, absolutely. And still fight with you about it. I can't stand it. She needs to get a headphone deal, maybe Beats by Dre, but it could be Beats
That would
by
be perfect.
Portia.
Wait,
But you know,
that's the double entendre.
because she'd
Yeah,
be
that.
Tesla.
No, because okay.
I caught that. I caught that.
I just want to say you could never survive in St. Louis because that is a problem. Like, no, people will watch their phones or talk on the phone on speaker without headphones. And it is something that I am constantly fighting for because you've got to be kidding me right now. They will have full-on conversations with you, like trying to talk to you with their phone on full, and I'm like, no.
You know what
No.
I
I was.
fear? Maybe I think it's maybe a Salem. I don't know. You're a Gen Z, right, Oliver?
Me? Oh,
No. Oh, no. Oliver. Because
Oh
me and
yeah,
Sal
I
are
am.
millennials, and I just always think maybe it's sometimes a Gen Z thing and a boomer thing because boomers didn't have phones like we used them, and Gen Z's a little younger. So we are unfortunately sandwiched in between with some damn common sense. And it, but Porsche's no fucking Gen Z, okay? Porsche's an elder millennial. And he was getting
Portia
on
is
that
on
fucking
Portia
flight.
time.
Yeah.
There was a woman sitting next to me on a plane. I was already leaving New York. And there was I was on a window. She was the aisle. No one was in the middle. And literally, she was watching movies on her phone, full blast. The flight
Absolutely
attendants
not.
had to come by every 5 minutes and be like, "You can't do that." Then they had to say, "American Airlines has a quiet cabin policy," and she still wouldn't do it. She still wouldn't do it. And I was like,
Are
"What is
you
go like
kidding
this?
me?
She's crazy. Like, she's absolutely crazy."
I
So,
can't.
yeah.
I flying is just, we just got to make it more expensive. I guess that's the only answer because they've
Hold on, I need to
worried.
ask y'all something. How do you think Portia in that stud is going to end up? One of
Oh
two
my God.
ways. How
Wait,
do
what
y'all
did
think it's?
Pepsi say? Did Pepsi say anything? Didn't Pepsi say that she's gonna have trouble with lesbians? Then yeah, I think crash and burn, probably.
Yeah, I agree. I
It's
agree.
going to, I literally said this on Instagram. I said, this has the potential to be her worst breakup ever. And so many straight people were like, why? I was like, girl, first of all, them studs, don't play. Don't play. Don't play.
Hot and
She
heavy, and then gonna go down fast.
will get scammed worse than with Simon.
Lord have mercy. Yeah.
Should be so random. You know what? Let me. Shamia's getting on my fucking nerves. Shamia,
Yeah.
I used to love. I when like the first episode of the last the reboot, you know. I've always kind of loved Shamia, and then I fell in love with her those first couple of episodes. By the end of the season, there's something about Shamia Morton that just irks my spirit. If I hear this 43-year-old woman talk about shoddy o'clock one more fucking time, take that shit over
Okay,
to Zeus.
Brit
I know,
Edie.
it's just like, what? Shoddy o'clock? If you can sit your ass down.
Like, oh my Lord.
She
It's
failed
too
bad.
much. She really did. It's just something really irks my spirit about her. But I hope that maybe she kind of watched that whole season and maybe kind of maybe adjusted some, but who knows? I don't think.
Maybe, but like, did you see her and Drew go at it at the
I
funeral?
did. So that gives me a little, it gives me pause.
I'm dying.
My
I
personal
can't.
opinion on Real Housewives of
I'm dying.
Atlanta for next season, from what I hear and from what I know as a child of K Michelle, raised by K Michelle, I think that K Michelle is going to get everyone in check, and she's going to kind of be the top, you know what I mean? And I think that Shamia and Kelly and Drew are all just going to be fighting down here about nonsense, you know?
Hold on. I just got reminded. Who did it say that Kelly is dating now?
Oh, is she dating someone of her?
Is she?
It came out and said that she's dating somebody, and it's somebody that
Wait.
we would all be like, hold on, keep talking.
Okay. I was going to talk about Mia, but Mia got arrested for stealing someone's furniture.
Oh, today's her
$11,000.
birthday.
Mia Thornton? She get out of jail?
I don't
I
know.
think she's
She
out, right?
okay, she says she celebrated out of jail. Okay, cool. She stole a hundred, no, I'm sorry, $11,000 worth of furniture from a condo she had been renting in Atlanta, Georgia. A police report reviewed by Us Weekly claimed that radios, TVs, and DVD players were stolen.
I'm just
Mia
confused.
A DVD player? It's Shaq.
and the
She's
good,
dating Shaq.
oh no, I hate it. And he likes them little bitty. He likes the treasure
It's
trolls.
weird. It's
Hoops,
weird.
remember Hoops? Hoops
I'll
was about
text
to
it to
steal.
you, Oliver. Oliver
Yeah, because
replied,
I'm like,
I'll text it to you.
you could
No,
be.
literally. No,
There is something
literally.
really off about that.
That
He
it
likes
is.
little. He was
That.
dating somebody else too.
Oh, you're right. He was. Who was it?
Well, he's ran through. I mean, he's.
He Shaq is ran through.
Ran through. I mean, he slept with two basketball wives on basketball wives. Remember Lori Govan,
Oh, I will
Johnny
never
O'Neill?
forget. And
Oh.
then remember her, Lori and what was her name? Her sister Gloria.
Gloria.
They
How
could
could I
not get
forget?
along to save their
How
lives.
could I ever forget?
But no, she stole, and apparently she stole a couch too, Mia. Apparently Mia stole a couch
Yeah.
too.
Couch and DVD
Okay.
players.
But here's what I'm confused about. If you
Dreadful.
enter in an agreement to rent out a condo, right? Why would you not know that you can't take furniture or take things that are given to you that are there? Like, it's not like you can just go in and you're paying all this money for rent so that you can keep the furniture.
No.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. So it's like, I don't know how you're going to get your way out of this. Like this,
Yeah.
like not, there's no logical explanation for any of this. I
There's no
don't get it.
logical explanation for any of the moves that Mia's made throughout
No.
it. Like,
Well, here's the thing.
talk about dropping the bag, fumbling the bag.
Here's the thing I'm wondering about. First of all, she's talking about call Jared. Jared is Ink, right? And she referred to him as
Oh,
her
yes.
roommate, right?
Oh, so it's
Why
not us.
did
Okay.
no, it's J Jared is Ink. I thought that it was somebody else, but
Somebody
it's not.
else,
It's
yeah.
not. It's
Okay.
not Bobby Valentino. I know that.
That
I'm just wondering, why did
would be a
y'all
roommate
take?
because he don't like women. Allegedly. That's what they said. That's what they say.
Just who the streets?
That's what, yeah, in Atlanta girl. I'll show you in a minute. That's what they said. I don't
But
say it.
no, and that's the gag.
Allegedly.
Okay.
You don't worry
I truly don't
about
understand. I'm
Miss
like, why?
Officer. You don't worry about Miss Officer. About Miss Officer.
Like, why did
Okay.
y'all empty that lady's apartment? What were you doing in there? That's my thing. I said y'all was about to do some shit in there. Y'all was about to do some shit, okay? What shit? I don't know, 'cause I'm not a person of the streets.
Yeah. I listen, I don't like the less I know about Mia, the better. Everything I have ever learned about this woman has been against my own will. Good luck, go with God, figure out your rent and center situation. It's $11,000. It seems like this all could have been remedied if you had just, I don't know, not stolen it. Because if you rent in the house, then where are you moving? The first.
It was in a storage unit. So that's what she said in a recording.
Speaking of people moving out, Candy and Todd together for nearly 15 years. They were married for 11 of them. They just announced the split. Anybody with eyes, including OLG Gang and us, because we are kind of OLG too, we all saw it coming. I think if anybody, there's a lot of clips surfacing on TikTok everywhere. I'm sure you guys have seen them. Now,
Yeah.
in hindsight, people are kind of resurfacing a lot of old clips of Todd speaking in hypotheticals about smashing Candy's friends,
Weird.
talking weirdo energy, weirdo behavior, talking about y'all women think y'all are past y'all prime or
It's
Papa
so
Smurf.
embarrassing. It's so embarrassing because in that one video, when he's like, "You women need to let, it's fine that y'all make money, but you need to let y'all men lead." Neither Candy nor that hairdresser are paying attention to him. They're like,
No,
that's
not at
okay,
all.
baby. Keep on
Okay, baby, keep,
sounding your
yeah.
words out.
I
Just keep
know.
on. You good? You gonna be good in your speech? That is what it's giving. Like, they are not listening to him whatsoever.
All of this could be avoided. Like, if men would just go to the therapist instead of a webcam, I wish.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Do we think this
Like,
is for the best?
yeah.
Yeah, I
I
do.
do. Did you guys see any clips of like her live on Amazon Live yesterday?
I heard
Yeah.
about it, but I did not see it.
Yeah, I saw
She
some.
said that this was a long time coming. Not a long time, but it had been kind of on the road to this for some time. So,
Well, now that they're broken up, I can say this, and this has been something that has been in my, not even in my back pocket, deep in my pocket bag, okay, in my pocketbook, because like I honestly, somebody told me about it, I put it in there and I was like, okay, I'm gonna leave that there. My friend was in the club in Atlanta and about to miss her
No,
flight because that's what she
as one
does.
does.
And she literally, I remember she sent me a voice note, maybe on Instagram, and was like, "Girl, I'm leaving the club because I gotta get to the airport. But I gotta tell you, I saw Todd up in there
Of course.
being all close and like damn near kissing and flirting and hugging and touching up on some random girl."
He's so
And she was
random.
like,
I hate
she was
men.
like, "I don't think," she was like, "I don't think that it was that big a deal because everybody around, like nobody was taking pictures of him, nobody was anything." She was like, "I think that was just like, that's normal." I said, "Oh."
There's something about Atlanta, man. It's just so hot in the pants. Go home. Go home.
Roger,
But
do
you want to
you
know something?
what?
You know? One of my mom's friends actually told me that she saw him in Dallas, like
Oh, of
out and about
course.
doing that.
Yeah.
You'll be seeing everybody in Dallas because you saw
Yeah.
Mauricio before
Mauricio. Yes.
anything.
Oh, wow.
I called that, yeah, because it's like
You said that on my podcast. You were like, allegedly.
Yeah, at Nobu. Yeah, allegedly.
Men are such fucking trash. I can't. Well, they're gonna be together for the Thanksgiving holiday, allegedly. So apparently they said so.
She said they've been broken up for a while.
Yeah, I believe it.
Oh,
Now,
yeah.
if
I'm
only we
sorry.
can get her best friend Rashida to do the same thing. But she
Girl,
likes being cheated on, so I don't know.
I
Whatever,
can't.
chill.
And she about to go to jail over. Oh,
Oh,
man.
Lord. Listen, Potomac. I feel like the show's kind of like it's holding it together right now. I think that Karen taking a season off is the best thing that possibly could have happened. I think we're all in agreement, right? She'll definitely be back next season. I think there's no world in which there's not gonna have her back.
She's gonna be back like at the end of this season, and
Yeah, the
then
last
next
episode,
season,
and then
absolutely.
boom.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
She's a mother to me and Minnie. I need
And
her to
me.
get a rest so she can come back and get her licks in for everybody that doubted her and prayed on her downfall. Angel. I know,
I
just a
am
collective
so
sigh.
sick of this woman.
I think
Yeah, there's
that
something really exhausting about her.
Angel doesn't know what type of show she went on. That's what I think, because it's like maybe she thought that she was going to come on to the show and it would be just the girls surrounding her. Maybe that's what she thought this type of show was. I don't know. Maybe. That's what I think, because I don't
But
think
you know
that
what?
she.
I want
Wait a
to say
minute.
though, I think those two things can be true at the same time, right? She maybe thought that, but why does it have to be specifically with Potomac that people's first way to get engagement with the camera time is to shade someone? I think there's so many other ways that you can get to know somebody Without, like, I really thought, like, that really did rub me the wrong way, the way that Giselle handled that, and that they laughed at her at a dinner table when she does not know you. And it was about your appearance. There's so many more tactful ways to do that. I think it was clearly to be mean-spirited. Two
And I
things can be
was,
said at the same
yeah,
time.
and
But
I can
Angel's
give her
also a
that.
terrible housewife.
I can give her that. Like I'm not arguing whatsoever that Angel cannot. I wouldn't like that either, but I also, and I wouldn't like being the laughing, right? I but me, I would have been like same way she talked to Giselle, I'd have been like, now Wendy, you laughing really irritated me. Why were you laughing so hard? And I really do think Wendy is laughing more so at Giselle and her antics because it's same dog, like same tricks, right? That's what she's laughing at because she was laughing at Stacy, her doing it to Stacy as well. Wendy is just like, whoo,
I mean,
Wendy.
Giselle, I would have been like, Giselle, I know you're not talking with that mismatched
Exactly.
ponytail. Come on now.
But oh, it's awful. But the
Ponytail.
fact that Angel, why, how are you still in Nevis? How are you still in Nevis right now? This is ridiculous. And I cannot, a show that's been on for 10 seasons, I cannot give her
We gotta keep it moving.
the excuse of she didn't know what type of show she was coming on. Did you not do research? And if you didn't, that's greatly irresponsible. Quick question, aren't you both Pisces?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Oh, wait, what's your birthday?
What? February 20th.
Okay, I'm March 7th.
See, I'm like
Angel is one of you.
is she? Yeah, she, I could see that. I mean, we're really kind of emotional. We're like a little deep, but she's Oliver's
Angel's
face,
one
like,
of you.
oh yeah,
Angel's one of
he's my
you.
yeah.
Look.
Now, who the fuck you
That
saying
looks Stacy
we?
to me. She's like,
Angel is one of you. No, I love Pisces. And again, I also do think I can save space for all of those things of her going through postpartum and stuff. But I just like, she keeps moving this needle instead of, and I don't know if it's because she thinks like, oh, I don't have anything else and I need to get in there.
Well, I don't know. I
But
think she does think that she has more than she actually does because she talks more
ooh.
than anybody else about her being a wag
She
than
does.
anybody else. So she really, I think she came in and she was like, I really have it all. And
She
really,
had
you
that Birkin front and center in that most recent episode, right there, front and center. She said,
hate
this
what
is my
Birkins have
Birkin
done to the
25.
community. I hate what
I do
Birkins have
too.
done to
I
the
do
community.
too.
Free
I
us
do
from the
too.
shackles of the Birkin.
Listen, I'm
The
sorry. Wendy.
baddie that like the I get so tired of it.
Wendy ate when she said, girl, fuck you and your camo. I
Was
said,
good. That was good.
Wendy doing crime has made her a lot funnier.
Her
You
and
did.
FBI could be real funny.
I said she is a lot funnier. I don't know. Angel and Ki also
It's
I
Kieran
will
too. I think Kieran
and
is
it,
kind of
oh.
teaching her that too, because Kieran is someone who really stews over drama. She's someone that has kind of like a New Jersey spirit about her, where she will fight about something that happened 2 years ago. She doesn't move on past stuff. She just sits in the corner and drowns the room with her negative energy. I need us to get quirky fun again because Stacey can hate everyone, but she'll still show up with orange eyeshadow on, a
Oh
matching
my
orange top, and a
God.
smile on her face.
That
And I like
woman,
that. You need it, you know?
the apple of my eye. Now she's one of me. She's an Aries, right?
Okay, so she's
No,
damn different.
I love Stacey. I really do. And like what's irritating me the most, like, and I say irritating, but I'm still having such a great time. The women in this whole Stacey thing, because nobody is straight up asking Stacey, like no one's going to her like they would have back in the day. I'm sorry, Robin Dixon. Robin would have been like, so Stacey, did you call Chris Samuels? Robin would have just asked her, right? At this point, Stacey has no clue what they're so like finicky and why they're all yelling. They're like, because no one has yet to say Chris Samuels knew what was talked about and we think it was you. No one has said that to
Yeah,
her.
no one said it.
She thinks they're mad about TMO, TMO, whatever the fuck that man's name is, lying about being out of town. And that's why she's confused.
And I'm so sorry. Who is this woman, Crumble Cookie or whatever the fuck, that keeps
I
coming
hate
on every
her.
fucking episode? I
Oh,
hate it. I hate her
I hate her.
energy.
I mean, it seems like they kind of brought her in more so this season just because, like, she is kind of Karen, not mouthpiece, because obviously it's not like she's going to and from the jail like right before they're filmed. Well, I don't know, but it's
She
like,
could
oh no,
be.
you're right.
She's doing it with Chris Samuels. She could be doing it with her too.
She's a leech. She's a leech. She did. I was under the impression that her and Karen had known each other, like she was Karen's personal assistant back in the day or something. No, she's a leech. She knew Monique first. Okay. Wendy
That's
had to
crazy.
gag everybody by saying, hold on, y'all know Monique don't like her. And everybody was like, Whoop. Wasn't
Ooh.
expecting that. All that writing. What the fuck does she have on? Hair look a mess. Oh God, I hate her. And
It's doing
people
too
are
much. The
like,
music.
people are like,
Yeah,
this
the
could be.
Jaws theme when she got off the
Yes.
elevator. I would be, I'm so, I would have to sue. There's no way you're gonna have me on television playing the Jaws theme when I enter rooms. That's crazy.
No.
People want Cookie to have a flute.
I saw all of those. I literally saw, I just saved a picture
No.
of
I've
that just
lost
so
their
I can
fucking
send it
minds.
to my friend. I was like, are you guys for real?
No.
And this is why I love that they don't listen to all fans, you know?
Like,
I think that's so
seriously?
important.
I saw
That's
that.
so
Like,
crazy.
that
That's so
is, I
crazy.
will
Like, I
say,
don't.
I have to shout out to you, B, because you, I think you did say when people are like, give Kiana a flute, you were like, no.
Yeah, it's not giving
You
that.
were
I mean, I
like
gave
one
her a
of
little
the
bit of a
only
chance.
people that you were like, no.
But then I was open. I was like, all right, well, she got it already. So, but I just turned out exactly like I said.
You were.
I wanted to add one more thing, and then let's go over to the bonus episode so we can talk about our lists because they are very good this week. We have a lot of ground to cover. But one bit of gossip that I totally forgot to bring up about Real Housewives of Atlanta is that I think a large portion of this upcoming season is supposed to deal with rumors around Candy, or like her name keeps getting brought up again,
Oh.
but she's not on the show, so I don't know.
What?
I have no
Don't do
idea, but
that.
I heard it from different, I heard it, but it's, I don't even know if it's about the Todd of it all or if it's about the Phaedra of it all, because you know they never really addressed the Phaedra of it all, so I don't know.
I
That's
guess.
I heard it
I
from
keep
a couple of different
forgetting.
sources. I could be wrong, but I'm
I
not
keep
always.
forgetting Phaedra's back.
I know, right? I think K Michelle's gonna eat them up, so.
Me too. I'm
But
hoping.
Yeah, allegedly she's got him in a tizzy, so.
guys, tell them where to follow you guys on social media. You guys, please follow them. Well, actually, I'll tell them because it's who asked Sel on everything from YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Y'all know where to find her. Oliver Sims the fourth on TikTok,
Yes.
Instagram. You have YouTube as well.
Yeah, I do have YouTube. I need to pump out like more actual vlogs of what I'm doing all the time, but I am
It's
posting the
time
same type of
consuming.
content over there too. Yeah, it is so time consuming. Yeah, but
Your
yeah,
vlogs are
and I have.
so good.
Thank you. I try my best with them, but yeah, it's like
You need to hire
exhausting
you a
to do.
sweetie.
But
Get you a
oh,
sweetie.
literally, I do. I definitely do.
What's
I
sweetie
definitely
up
do.
to? Get sweetie on the
Because
phone.
I am not
Honestly,
sweetie, okay?
this ain't sweetie.
Oh, because I was trying to vlog like BravoCon, but it was just so much was going on,
I
so
can
I couldn't.
only imagine.
You guys know where to find me. It's Pet Shop Boy on everything. Go over to patreon.com/thebList to subscribe to this and the bonus episodes. And we are about to go over there and talk about our favorite things right now and talk a little bit more about BravoCon. Love you guys. Thanks for listening and see you on the B side.